This is HPR episode 2953 for Wednesday, the 27th of November, 2019. Today's show is entitled How I Got Started in Linux, and it's part of the series How I Found Linux. It's hosted by Archer72, it's 5 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is How I Started in Linux, Computing, and Free Software.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi, this is Archer72, and this podcast is brought to you by fine people at Hacker Public Radio. I wanted to talk a little bit about my journey in computers and Linux. I began about mid-80s with an Apple II, and I remember briefly programming on that. I was in junior high, and it didn't have another experience with computers until around 92. Somebody introduced me to Netscape, which was how I got to see what the internet was like. Fast forward to around 2000. I was in school for a couple of years, and after that I got my first computer, and it was running Windows Millennium. It was kind of slow. It didn't quite suit my needs, so I built a computer with an Athlon, probably 2 GHz processor, and ran XP on it. A couple of years later, somebody introduced me around 2002 to Mandrake. I was kind of curious, so I put it on my computer, and he also gave me quite a bit of paperwork to read as far as a manual. I worked my way through learning KDE and Mandrake for a few years and came across Ubuntu. Probably 7.02 was the first version. I ran that for a couple of years, and the point when I really think I liked it a lot, as far as not Ubuntu but Linux in general, was when I got it to import video, which I couldn't even do on my Windows machine, which I was dual booting at the time. So that kind of got me hooked. After that, I tried Fedora when it was originally Fedora Core 3 or 4. It's hard to remember that far back, but I delved in that a little bit, and then distrohop a little bit, and this place called, I used to get disks at a place called OS Disk, because it was took so long to download things that it was easier just to buy it online. A year or so after that, I discovered Arch Linux, and I was using that for about maybe 6 years. And then a couple of years ago, I was noticing that Klaatu talked a lot about Slackware. And I had a little time on my hands because, unfortunately, I was out of work at the time. And I ended up putting Slackware on my laptop. It was a little older laptop, but it still worked really well. And the install process was surprisingly easy after I had had enough experience over the years. And sometime this year, Claudio M. introduced me to FreeBSD. I had seen him talking on Mastodon about it, and I kind of conversed back and forth with him, and it sounded like something interesting, so I put it on a flash drive and put it on an old tower I had that I acquired from a friend. In between all that, I had been experimenting with different distros on Raspberry Pis. I've tried the Debians, and I was running Arch on a server, on a Pi server for a little bit, and then I was trying BSD, and it seemed pretty nice. So I'm keeping that on for the time being. That's all for now. Thank you for listening. This has been Archer72. I've enjoyed using free software, and I don't think I could ever go back to Windows again. Again, remember to use free software. It just makes things a whole lot easier. Thank you for your time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.